As we come to the celebration of Holy Communion, I'm going to ask Emmanuel and Kansa to join me, and also Daniel Claywitter, would you join us up here to help with communion? Sorry to put you guys on the spot, and they're lucky. If you'd like to follow along with our liturgy, and I'm going to encourage you to do that, we will start on the top of page 9 in the United Methodist Hymnal. In case anybody has not celebrated Holy Communion with the United Methodist Church, we practice what we believe to be Jesus' intent, which is that our table is His table and it is open. That if you are a baptized believer, if you today recant of your sin, repent of what you have done, and if you plan today to live a new life in Jesus Christ, then you are welcome at God's table. As you come forward, we'll have two stations. We will pull off a chunk of bread and offer it to you. The next communion steward will have a plate with individual plastic cups of grape juice. We'll offer one of those to you. You take it as you leave, enjoy the bread and the cup. The cups go in the white plastic, the baskets there and on either side as you head back to your seat. And there'll be ushers to accept your monetary donation if you are so moved to invest in the ministries of our church. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we together feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in this, your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My sisters and brothers, because there is but one loaf, we who are many cultures are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set, the meal is ready. Christ has invited you to his table. As the ushers release you, come forward to receive a chunk of the bread and a cup of grape juice that we might celebrate this holy meal. For the final prayer of this liturgy, if you join me in reciting the prayer on the bottom third of page 11. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.